Hello and welcome to this, our service from the Church of the Epiphany for Sunday, September the 8th, 2024, the first Sunday of our startup. The flowers in the sanctuary today are to the glory of God and in loving memory of Grandma and Grandpa Plumridge, given by the grandchildren Tom Plumridge and Barb Glazier. And thanks to everybody who participated in the work bee and prepared for the health inspection, which we passed with flying colors. Bishop Todd visits Sunday, September 22nd at 11 a.m. Mark that on your calendar and come on out. There's going to be a garage and rummage and bake sale, October 5, 9 to 12:30. And all the details are in our email. The 109th anniversary Sunday, October the 6th. Trivia night, Saturday, October 12th from 7 till 10. The tickets through Alvigo Root Theater. And this is a fundraiser for Theater Lights in the Hall. We're making our hall a more attractive rental venue. Harvest Thanksgiving, Sunday, October the 13th. Details in the email. Our food cupboard continues to do great work. Please remember to pick up items for our food cupboard. After a month away, we're a little bit low on supplies. Penny Social, Friday, October the 18th, 6:30 for 7:30. Everybody enjoys a Penny Social. And I'll let you read the rest of the announcements. We do have meat and veggie pies available at the church. $5 makes a great and convenient meal. Do remember the three ways to support our church: volunteering at events, generosity if possible, and prayer. Our church is a great team. Your regular weekly donations or special donations can be sent to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman, address and phone number in our email. And now the opening. O God, wisdom of the universe, you bear the pain of your people. Grant us the gift of wisdom, that we may discern your way and live justly and graciously amid the struggles of this world. Amen. And now our gospel reading. Christ heals a little girl and a deaf man. From there, Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house, did not want anyone to know he was there, yet he could not escape notice. But a woman, whose little daughter had an unclean spirit, immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. Said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demons left your daughter." When she went home, she found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon toward the Sea of Galilee, in the region of Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech. They begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers in his ears, spat, and touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven, and he sighed and said, "Ephphatha," which means, "be opened." And his ears were opened, and his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one. But the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He's done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." And now a sermon. So a funny story is told about a football stadium. After taking the opening kickoff, the home team went into a huddle as usual to get the formation from the quarterback and to encourage one another. But the team didn't break out of the huddle and move into action. Soon the red flag was dropped and the referee gave a penalty for delay of the game. Team didn't leave the huddle, seemed to be talking among themselves and encouraging one another, but appeared they'd forgotten the object of the game is to carry the ball across the goal. Team kept talking in the huddle and patting each other on the back. Well, here we are this Sunday. we're in the huddle again. And that's important. In the huddle of Christian worship is where we receive encouragement and instruction. But really, it's meeting with Christ, God, our quarterback at church. That's why we huddle here. The huddle is important. But the huddle is not the game. The game is how we live in the world. The game is our help to Christ, our quarterback. In today's scripture, someone brought to Jesus a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment and asked Jesus to lay his hand upon them. And taking him aside from the multitude privately, Mark tells us Jesus put his fingers in the man's ears and spat and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, said to him, "Be opened." And the man's ears were opened and his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Notice those words. And taking him aside from the multitude privately. There were no newspaper ads saying, "Come expecting a miracle." Jesus wasn't interested in becoming a celebrity. In fact, after Jesus healed this man, he charged them to tell no one. What is it with Jesus? Doesn't he understand public relations? Doesn't he understand advertising? Press agents and other publicity people are under constant pressure to invent ways to get their clients noticed by the public. Didn't Jesus want his message to get out to the world? Well, of course he did. Just before he left his disciples, he instructed them to take the gospel message to the ends of the earth. Jesus wants to get the message out. That's why he came into the world. But there are a couple things about getting the message out that we need to see. First of all, authentic Christian faith sells itself. Christian faith does not require hype. Did you know that there's an old law book and there's a law and it's against the law for a merchant to drag or pull a person from the street for the purpose of making a sale? Well, just in the same way, we don't need to put the hard sell on when it comes to the Christian faith. We don't need gimmicks to bring people to Christ. Jesus is enough. Now notice what happens in this story from Mark's gospel. Jesus charged them to tell no one, but the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. The truth of the matter is that Christ could not be hidden. When you find people who live like he lived, others are going to notice. When you have people living out their faith like that, the gospel doesn't need any hype. The gospel message attracts itself. This brings us to the second thing we need to see. Authentic Christian lives are the best advertising for our faith. Other forms of advertising can be confusing. For instance, there's nothing wrong with church bumper stickers. But once you put a religious bumper sticker on, though, make sure you drive in a Christ-like way. Otherwise, it's confusing. What's not confusing is when we live our lives with the integrity, love, and self-giving of Jesus Christ. We don't have to be loud about it. All we have to be is consistent. In the early 1800s, England underwent a revolution. It wasn't violent like the one that happened during the same era in France. The revolution in England ushered in a period during which there was an explosion of institutions committed to the education and assistance of the poor. Behind the revolution was a spiritual renewal in which many men and women came to understand what it meant to follow Christ. One little known but significant factor in this revolution was the role of England's nannies. The women, usually from poor families, were hired by the upper classes to care for children. And many of these nannies were devout followers of Christ, and they taught the children about Jesus. They also influenced the parents. Laws were passed in Parliament, organizations were founded that made a great difference in the English way of life. Society became more tolerant, more supportive of the poor and the downcast. And not a little of it can be attributed to the nannies who worked behind the scenes doing what they knew Christ had called them to do. Was that revolution the product of lots of noisy hype? No, just quiet and sincere Christian living. Right now, there is a call for the kindness revolution. Hugh McKay has written the book. He says, "Revolution never starts at the top. If we dare to dream of a more loving world, kinder, more compassionate, more cooperative, more respectful, more inclusive, more egalitarian, there's only one way to start turning that dream into reality. Each of us must live as if this is already that world. Enough people of goodwill helping each other will make it so. One good turn deserves another in the kindness revolution." And this is what Christ desires out of us, to live our lives as his representatives in the world. So this Sunday, it's nearing time when we break huddle and head back out on the playing field. Let the game begin. And now our hymn, Amazing Grace. Now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended the dead. Third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He'll come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now, our prayers. Friends in Christ, God invites us to hold the needs of our sisters and brothers as dear to us as our own needs. Loving our neighbors as ourselves, we offer our thanksgivings and our petitions, on behalf of the church and the world. And this week, our prayers are asked for Lisa V, for Butch, for Debbie, Jamie, Jackie, Paul, Suzanne, Peter, Kenny, Jim, Norma, Dave, Peter, Dan, Mike, Scott, and Lisa, Roger, Maxine, Wendy, Eric, Beverly, Sarah Jane, Linda, Jackie, Cam, Janice, and Darren. And remember, we pray for Ella Davies and all who mourn her passing, especially Dan and Sue, and all Ella's family and friends. Hear our prayers, God of power. Through the ministry of your Son, free us from the grip of the tomb. We may desire you as the fullness of life and proclaim your saving deeds to all the world. Amen. And Jesus taught us a prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And this is a prayer based upon Scripture. God, whose love streams like fresh water into the deserts of our hearts, you turn us from greedy and partially to healing and justice. Make us companions of those who long for your deliverance, and give us safe passage into the last, at the last, into the land of your shalom. Amen. And a blessing from the Book of Common Prayer. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us. Please feel free to be in touch. And now our parting blessing song.
Blessings around you each day as you trust him.